Leia nodded. Elegant streaks of silver ran through her rich brown hair, making her look wise and dignified without detracting an iota from her beauty. As I'm sure all of you know, this was a world that had willingly enslaved its population to the Hutts for 25 millennia. The treaty, known as the Treaty of Vontor, stipulated that the Klaatuinians would serve the Hutts if the Hutts would protect their most sacred site, the Fountain of the Hutt Ancients. Leia looked around, making eye contact with those assembled. It seems the Sith accidentally did something of a good deed. They violated the fountain to get a sample of the glassine structure called Wintrium, and because the Hutts did not act in time to prevent the blasphemy, despite an official ruling that the Hutts did all they could do, emotions won out, and the Klaatuinians rebelled. They have taken to calling that attack and the riots that overturned the treaty the violation and liberation.
Unused as they were to governing themselves, Captain Solo and Queen Mother Tenelka of Hapes and I were asked in to assist them.
According to your report, Dorvan said, consulting it as he spoke, the Klaatuinians seemed to have a difficult time of it.
It was, as was often typical of Dorvan, an understatement. In addition to the Klaatuinians unexpectedly being forced to deal with their sudden freedom, peace talks recently held on their world had been violently disrupted by an assassination attempt on the Hapen Queen, Tenelka.
They did, and they are far from having a peaceful, well-run government, but they are on their way, and I believe that they can contribute a great deal once they get past their rocky start.
I assume that whoever they are choosing to represent them is among the more...
Tycho Selchu almost physically searched for the appropriate word.
Civilized of the Klaatuinians? Perhaps one of their elder governors?
Unfortunately, Leia said, the members of the Klaatuinian elder governors were deemed to be too out of touch to truly represent the new spirit of Klaatuin.
I trust they have come to no harm, Treen asked.
No, they have not. The Klaatuinians respect their elders far too much. The Chancellor and the governors have been removed from all positions of power, but they have not been harmed or even imprisoned, despite what some of the more impulsive of the populace refer to as collaboration with the Hutts.
Glances were exchanged. As expected, the military representatives, Jaxton, Thal, and Perova, seemed wary and skeptical, but many other heads were nodding. Dorvan was relieved to hear what Leia had to say. A realist, but neither a pessimist nor an idealist, he had no illusions that the abolition of slavery would always be a happy and pleasant transaction.
Violence and chaos were more the norm than peaceful transitions of power, so any instance of a populace showing restraint toward a governing body associated with the masters was always welcome.
Particularly from the Klaatuinians, a species not exactly known for gentleness and pacifism.
That's a very positive sign, Dorvan said. You think they can build on this?
I do,
Leia said firmly.
They are interested in taking their place in the Galactic Alliance. We have much that we can share with them and teach them, and they have a great deal to offer in return.
If they can calm their riled populace, put in Darklighter.
Leia nodded.
Jedi Solo, you've been a diplomat from your youth, and I think everyone around this table respects your opinion. If you think we should admit them into the GA now, that is sufficient for me, Dorvan said. Most of the other heads nodded. Now, who's the current government of Klaatuin putting forth for representation in the Senate?